The Guardian.
UNICEF has said up to six or seven million children in Ethiopia are in areas which have been severely affected by drought and by recent failed rains. And if they don't get emergency food aid, there could be real trouble.
As you say, there's been a year of drought and soaring food prices. What is the overall situation in Ethiopia now for your average family, if there is such a thing?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, there's 80 million people in Ethiopia, and the ones in the big cities are fine. It's really more in the rural areas where there are people at risk, and it's also localized. The south and southeastern Ethiopia seems to be where the biggest problems are at the moment, and up north it's also getting pretty bad. But it's difficult to say what the typical family is feeling. I mean, the typical family in the affected areas is really getting hit hard because there's very little food in the markets. The food that is there is increasingly expensive because of a lack of supply domestically, but also because of soaring global prices and increases in the price of fuel, etc., which just makes fuel more expensive to get to market. So they're really struggling.
What about aid, be it financial or otherwise? Once it gets to Ethiopia, how quickly is it distributed?
Fairly quickly. I mean, the World Food Programme they're the ones mainly responsible for food relief. Have been working there for decades. They've got very good structures and place. So once it gets there, it gets on the road fairly quickly. So that's not really the problem. The bigger access is not really the problem. The problem is money.
What about the rest of East Africa?
Well, Kenya is still a bit up in the air as to how the food production is going to be this year. I mean, there was obviously the political crisis and the violence earlier this year, which chased a lot of people from their land. So there certainly is going to be shortfalls there, but we've had fairly good rains. I'm actually in Kenya. We've had fairly good rains. But in eastern Uganda, there's problems in the Karamoja region, and in Somalia, there's desperate problems because of drought, but also because of war.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.